Landowners celebrate a small win in court against Enbridge Energy. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. Enbridge Energy plans to build a bigger oil pipeline across the state. The company says not only will the pipeline be bigger and move more oil, they say it'll also be safer than the line that broke in 2010. The Michigan Public Service Commission approved the first phase of that project last May, but some landowners have sued. They say they were not properly notified that the construction work could force them to give up more land and that Enbridge could come on their land and remove more trees. Enbridge asked the Court of Appeals to drop that lawsuit, but this week the court denied that request, and the case will go forward. Katie Bodenmiller owns land with an easement for the oil pipeline. She's not a plaintiff in the lawsuit, but Bodenmiller says the court's decision on that case feels like a small victory.
I think at the very least, in the absence of leadership on this issue in this state from our public officials, this suit can perhaps force Enbridge to answer some questions that they have up to this point been able to sidestep.
An Enbridge spokesman says this case might not be decided until sometime next year. In the meantime, they're moving forward with construction. This is the Environment Report. The last big summer holiday is right around the corner. This Labor Day weekend, folks will roll out their grills and slap on some burgers, maybe some asparagus. But which kind of grilling is greener? Reporter Jennifer Guerra tried to find out which is better, gas or charcoal.
Neil Fisher thinks he's an environmentally friendly kind of guy. He and his wife recycle. They walk to most places around town and hardly ever use their car. But when it comes to outdoor grilling, it's charcoal all the way. On tonight's menu, it's burgers, Jamaican jerk chicken, onions, and asparagus. Everything is grilled on a basic 22.5-inch Weber kettle.
Nothing fancy. No frills.
And to get the fire started, Fisher throws about 7 or 8 pounds of hardwood lump charcoal into a chimney starter.
I don't use the lighter fluid. I just use the charcoal chimney because I figure if I'm going to be just cooking wood, I don't want to cook a lot of chemicals too. So that's something. But yeah, I don't kid myself that this is at all healthy for the world. I kind of joke about it too. It's like, well, there goes my carbon footprint. Suddenly I'm carbon Sasquatch.
To find out if Fisher really is a carbon Sasquatch, I called up Eric Johnson in Switzerland.
Basically, the footprint of using charcoal is about 3 times higher than the footprint of gas.
Johnson published a study in the journal Environmental Impact Assessment Review. In it, he compared the carbon dioxide emissions, or carbon footprint, of the two most popular types of grills, charcoal and propane gas. When it comes to straight-up carbon emissions, gas grills win hands down. Run your gas grill for an hour, emit 5.6 pounds of carbon dioxide into the air. Use charcoal briquettes for an hour of grilling, emit a whopping 11 pounds of CO2. Fair enough. But if we look at the total carbon cycle of the two fuels, we get a different picture. That's because charcoal is made out of wood, which is a renewable energy source. So if the charcoal is harvested locally and sustainably, regrown trees can absorb that CO2, essentially making charcoal carbon neutral. Propane gas, on the other hand, is made out of oil, which is not renewable. So charcoal wins that round. But does any of this really matter? Environmental scientist Bill Curry at the University of Michigan says it's definitely not a big ticket item, like, say, the size of your house or the number of cars you have.
It's probably a small factor in the whole analysis, but at the same time, we make dozens or hundreds of these kinds of choices every day. And if we know that one alternative is better than another, these little things do matter because they add up.
For the Environment Report, I'm Jennifer Guerra.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush. Rebecca Williams will be back next week.